Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. And I'm Joanne Barton, and today we have a special broadcast all the way from the UK. We've got Deborah Bonham and Peter Bullock, a husband and wife musical team, and you may recognize the last name Bonham, and you are absolutely correct. So Deborah is the sister of John and aunt of Jason, and they've got a new album out, and all the way from the UK, I can't thank them enough for spending their precious time with us. Deborah and Peter, welcome to Applause Radio Show. How are you?
Hello, Joanne. How are you doing? I'm just going to grab Peter, who stood here, and he's going to shout hello to you too.
No worries. Cheers, guys. Cheers. How are you?
We're really good. Very good. Yeah. It's great to be on your show.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I mean, I'm speaking to rock royalty.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely of you to say so. Well,
you guys have been playing for quite some time, and Deborah, I believe that, if I'm correct, that I could be wrong, that you and Jason actually started, fooling around when you guys were kids, and that's how your music and Jason's as well kind of, blossomed into wanting to do this. Is this correct or no?
Yeah, pretty much. Hassled a Mr. Robert Plant to go round to his studio. This was just slightly after John had passed away. And we went round, hassled him if we could go and use his little studio he had in a barn, and did some recording. That was with me and Jason, yeah.
How cool is that? And then to have Robert Plant be the one to... Do you think Robert was a big influence on you, pushing you or guiding you in any way?
Not pushing, no. It obviously was a big influence because I grew up with him and listening, watching Led Zeppelin. So, yeah, without a doubt, massive influence in that respect.
Right.
He's been somebody that I could talk to. I mean, we're very close friends. I certainly can run ideas past him and talk because he's such a knowledge of music is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask him. And on this new album that Peter and I have done, once we'd finished it, he popped into the studio and had to see how we were doing, and I was. Really had a problem with the mixing. It wasn't quite sounding right to me. And he advised this amazing engineer, Tim Oliver, at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studio. Mm. So, yeah, things like that. But
to have Robert Plant, help you out along the way into some sense, How cool. I mean, to just have him as a friend, how cool is that, right? So, obviously, I don't want to focus too much on Zeppelin because we're here to talk about you and Peter, of course, your new album. So I just get those Zeppelins out of the way. Did you ever get to play with any of the members of Zeppelin?
Only Robert. Robert has got up at a couple of our shows, if he's come to see us.
John got up at your birthday party.
Oh, yeah. When I was six, John and Robert played at my birthday party.
Oh, wow.
Seven, something like that. But he got up and played at the birthday party. But that wasn't me. I wasn't playing with them. But, yeah, Robert's got up with that band.
Nice, nice. And of course, John was one of the greatest drummers of all time. It's just, so Jason, too, he's fantastic as well.
And, yeah.
Yeah, he's phenomenal, phenomenal. And
absolutely.
Now, like I said, I don't want to stay too long on Zeppelin because I want to talk about you guys. So have any of your albums, have you ever done any Zeppelin tunes?
No.
Oh,
well,
Battle of Everwood.
Oh yeah, it was Alive. Yeah, yeah, it was. I did. Pete and I both did the Battle of Evermore live with Jason. Jason was singing.
Oh wow, cool.
And, he was singing, and I was singing.
He's singing the Robert parts. You were singing the Dandy Denny parts.
I was, and so we did it at Rockline Radio in Los Angeles, and
Bob Coburn.
Yeah, it was Bob Coburn, and Jason said to me, I'm doing this radio show, live radio show. Do you want to come and sing Battle of Evermore with me? Do you want to come and sing it with us? And I thought, okay, expecting it was going to be his singer of his band. And of course, we got there, and it was Jason singing. I didn't even know he could sing, and he sang it great. He sounded a bit like that guy. Who did we think Jason sounded like?
Oh, a bit like the guy from, God, name escapes me at the minute. Black Hole Sun. Black Hole Sun.
What's his name? Yeah, what's his name? Black Hole Sun.
Yeah, anyway, he didn't sound like that. He sounded better than that.
Right, he's absolutely right.
So we did it. I just remember going in thinking, oh, my goodness, we hadn't had any rehearsal or anything. And Pete played the acoustic guitar, and Jason's guitarist, Tony Catania, played the mandolin.
Mm.
And we did the Battle of Evermore, and it was fantastic.
Cool.
And so we did put that on the record.
That nice. On the old Hyde album.
Which
yeah.
album?
So that's the only one, yeah.
Which album?
It's an album called The Old Hyde. And
Jason's on drums on that album, actually, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Jason plays the drums, and except for one track, and that's Mick Fleetwood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which was great.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man. I'm telling you, we're talking to music royalty here, folks. This is the total music line here. If you are going to be a musician, you're working with the greatest. Peter and Deborah have worked with the best. So now the new album is called Bonham and Bullock, and now there's some special guests on it. Anybody we would know?
Well, do you want to say, Pete?
Ooh, well, they're mainly not big fit. The guests are sort of players from other bands who we've all joined in forces over the years together, and that they're you know any time they're on the road with us or near us, we all mix together. So they're like Paul Brown, who's over in Nashville. He's playing with the Waterboys now, but he was playing on Peebles and Bobby Rush. Do you remember Bobby Rush? So that's Paul Brown. He's on there. And then we've got John Baggett from Portishead and Robert Plant's Sensational Spaceshifters. He's
and
on keyboard.
Yeah, Massive Attack.
And Massive Attack he played for as well.
Wow.
We've got BJ, who played on the original Humble Pie albums.
And Emmylou Harris. Yeah.
Pedal Steel Guitar.
Wow.
He's played with everybody.
I think that's the third album of ours he's played on.
Yeah. I mean, they're all friends, and it was all very organic. It wasn't like, let's ask these people to be on the record. It was just when we'd done as much as the record, the songs that we could do, I sort of sat back and went, you know what? I think it needs pedal steel on this.
Mm.
And Pete doesn't pedal steel. It's a, you know, a specialist thing. And BJ is a mate of ours. We've known him for years, and he's just the best. So, yeah.
Well, the music is great. The album, the music is great. I listened to a couple of cuts. I'd like to play a couple if you guys don't mind. But before we get there, I mean, you guys, that Stars Align tour, oh, I wish I would have seen that. I love Paul Rodgers and Jeff Beck. And, of course, what a great show that must have been. And you work a lot with Paul, right, guys? I think, Peter, you actually worked with Paul, and that's how'd you guys meet? That's what I wanted to lead up to. How'd you guys meet?
Well, back in the early 2000s or mid-2000s, we were the support band for Paul Rodgers on a UK tour. And then after that, we sort of we got on kind of great. And then we used to do it from about 2009. We started doing an annual animal charity concert. Every time Paul would come back to the UK, we'd book a big hall and we'd do a one-off concert every year. After about 4 years, Paul said, let's take this on the road and do a tour. So we did the UK tour in 2017. And then he said, oh, God, let's take it over to the USA for a big tour. So we did that in 2018. That's fantastic. Yeah, we went out there for about 8 or 9 weeks with Jeff Beck and Ann Wilson and Deborah. So it was Deborah's band, backing Paul Rodgers, basically. So Deborah would open up the show. And then it'd be Ann Wilson, and then Jeff Beck and Paul Rodgers would swap the headlines each night. So it's fantastic fun. Playing sort of arenas throughout America. I think you call them sheds out there.
Yeah, it's, what a lineup. And, man, what a show that must have been. And I love Paul, personally. I've always been a huge fan. Now, when you guys toured, did he tour as Paul Rodgers or as Free or just himself?
In America, it toured as Paul Rodgers' Free Spirit. Oh, it's the same thing in the UK. It was Paul Rodgers' Free Spirit. He called our band Free Spirit.
We kind of thought
we kind of had the similar sort of swagger that could give Free enough respect to back him, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. So the set list was a combination of Bad Company and Free songs or new stuff?
Yeah,
or just...
Well, in the UK, it was completely Free. It was all Free songs.
Right.
But by the time we got to America, because Bad Company were so huge in America, he thought it would be kinder to the audience to include some Bad Company songs as well. So we did it about 50-50, Free and Bad Company in America.
Nice.
In the UK, we had some great guests. That was Brian Johnson and Robert Plant turned up in one night and got up and did a song with us, with Paul Rodgers. So it was three of the greatest front men in one show one night. That was Robert.
Definitely. So the two of you met there, and then as they say, the rest is history, and you've been happily musically together for a long time now.
What's that? Sorry.
I said, so you guys met on that tour, and then you've been together ever since, working musically in harmony together and as a husband and wife team. That's really cool.
Oh, no, we met 31 years ago.
Oh, I thought, that's why I said, how did you guys meet? I thought you had met at the tour, sorry.
Oh, no. So that was Paul Rodgers. We thought you asked how we met Paul Rodgers, sorry.
No, how did you guys meet?
31 years ago at a friend's wedding. I knew the groom and Pete knew the bride.
Most brides.
He likes to think his dreams. And Pete was in a band, a sort of bar band, but really sort of rock blues, playing covers from Tom Petty to Georgia Satellite. Yeah. So, and as a wedding gift, he agreed to, you know, be the band for the night for the party celebration of the wedding. So I turned up, and my friend who is from New York, Eddie, he said to me, you know, you're going to get up and sing with them. I went, well, okay. So I got up and sang with them, and that was it, really. We haven't been apart since, have we?
No.
So, wow. So 31 years, the two of you know who's writing what when you're writing, like, you know what to expect from each other. How cool is that the two of you, you know, have worked together musically, too, for all this time, and it just sounds great. I love that.
Well, with this album specifically, I wanted to solely produce it without an outsider producer coming in, because
right.
I just realized nobody knows the band better than me. You know,
right.
I know exactly where they can go, how far they can go, what they can do. And
yeah, because although it's called Bon and Bullock, it is the long-term touring band. We've all been together a long time.
Yeah.
And it's also the same back Paul Rodgers for the Free Spirit tours. It's all those boys. It's all
so we've just, the whole band's been together, you know, a very, very long time. So we know each other inside out. So yeah, we can second-guess each other on stage and things like that. So, yeah, it's great. And that's why on this album specifically, I thought, you know what? Nobody's going to know how to produce this better. So, you know.
Things like, you know, right, that's long enough. The drummer's going to want to go to the bar now. So we better, get another drummer in for the evening.
Now, the choices for the album, was who chose the songs? Was that a joint decision on what songs to choose to play? Because I believe it's mostly covers, or is there any of it? It's all covers, yes?
There's no original. It's because I wanted to do a new project. It's been Deborah Bonham for so long, the Deborah Bonham Band.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to the point of thinking, you know, it really needs to be about the band because that's what we are. We're a band. And it needs to be about Pete as well because he proved, you know, for Paul Rodgers to pick him above every other guitarist that really wanted that gig. Pete got it, and that's a big deal, you know, that's huge, and I thought, you know, I want it to be portrayed as a band, not just me as a woman singer. This is a great, great band. Each one of them, the drummer is a fantastic drummer, Rich Newman. He played with Rory Gallagher and Steve Marriott in Humble Pie. So he's a top guy, the bass player, absolutely, he had them dancing in the aisles playing Mr. Big on the Free Spirit tour, you know. It's a great Jared Lewis on keyboards. So I thought, let's do a new project. We got offered this record deal when we were on the Stars Aligned tour, Quarto Valley Records. Bruce Quarto's label, it is, was there with his label operations director, Mike Carden. And we sort of hatched this deal. And they've been great because originally we were just going to put out the other albums. And then I said, no, you know what, I really want to do a new album and I want it to be a new project. And they've stood by us and given us total artist control on the music that we picked and the production, everything. They've been superb. So we decided let's do a more blues album rooted in the blues of some, you know, classic blues songs such as the Al King single that's coming out, Can't You See What You're Doing to Me. So that's classic Albert King. There's a Sam Cooke on there. There's a Ovie Wright, you know, Johnny Taylor. But there's also some very obscure stuff as well that we've done.
And then some more sort of, you know, there's the Mark Lanegan
song
as well, who sadly passed away about 3 weeks ago.
Mark Lanegan.
That was a bit of a shock.
He was in Trees, wasn't
he? Yeah, we've done one of his songs. So some modern. So I think the age of the songs spans 70 years.
Yeah, we wanted to do a bit of contemporary stuff, didn't we? So Mark, we loved Mark's Blues Funeral album, so we picked Bleeding Muddy Water.
Yeah. So it's not a predictable old blues album. And as well as that, by doing all cover versions, we kind of got our heads around interpreting them all in a different way. You know, if you think about that, some great versions there's been in time, you know, Jimi Hendrix's cover versions of Bob Dylan or Joe Cocker's cover versions Ringo Starr, you know, Little Help from My Friends, you know, it's whenever it can go a bit sideways and maybe, you know, you don't say better, do you, but it's whenever the cover version becomes different and strong in its own right.
I actually think that, I totally agree, but I also think that whoever's doing the cover, you have to bring your own personality, soul, and heart
absolutely
to it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's it may be the song, but it's Bonham and Bullock. It's you, you know. It's your, you know. You're not trying to imitate or anything. Right. Speaking of that song, See What You're Doing, I'd love to play it because I don't want to keep you guys too long because this call's probably costing you a fortune and I want to get at least one or two songs in.
It's a pleasure. It's lovely talking to you.
Oh, me too. Listen, everybody, this is now the title I got was See What You're Doing, but you said a few more words. What is the actual title?
Can't You See What You're Doing to Me?
Thank you. All right, Can't You See What You're Doing to Me? Bonham Bullock, check it out. It's a new album. It's coming out in April. We're going to discuss it after and listen to it. You're going to love it. Check it out, folks. Nice. Oh, man, that was great. Oh, your voice. I love it. I love it. And Peter, no wonder you're playing the pool. My goodness. Oh, my God. I loved it. I got to see you do that live. Oh, my God. Your guitar riff and the bass line, I loved everything. And your voice was just... I got to ask you about the blues and your family. And, you know, because Zeppelin, I don't mean to bring Zeppelin up again, but, you know, everybody knows that Zeppelin songs were blues songs that they turned into rock. So was blues really influential in your family? Because you are a natural at it.
I mean, yeah. Mom and Dad used to play the big bands, you know, like Benny Goodman and Miller. But Dad would always put on... Mahalia Jackson and Sarah Vaughan and all those singers too, you know. So, from whenever I can remember, there was always blues being played. And then, of course, as I got older and John was playing all his type of music, you know, everything that he was listening to, he was really into Motown and the blues. So, I just grew up with listening to some of the greatest. Billie Holiday was another one that was always played in our house.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Your voice just went through me. Oh, my. And on the bass line and Peter, the guitar. Oh, my God. Fabulous. Fabulous. I loved it. And again, you never know it was somebody else's. It's yours. It's Bonham Bullock.
Thank you. That means a lot, really.
So when is the album going to be released?
The album comes out on April the 29th. And it's actually, we chose that date for our dear friend Cynthia Rogers, Paul's wife, because without her, I don't think any of it would have come together. You know, she made an awful lot of things happen for us, so it was great to have that date. And when it was suggested 29th, I went, yeah, it's Cynthia's birthday, so yeah. So
nice.
Since that then, and the single, that's a single, Can't You See What You're Doing to Me, that's next week on Friday, 25th of March, that comes out.
Nice. And where can everybody get the album? Or, I guess, stream on the
normal...
I always say album, sorry. I'm old.
Yeah, no, we call it an album. It's an album, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
There is a physical CD being pressed.
Nice.
As well as all the other digital platforms and that modern streaming system.
I want to do
I'm sounding really old now.
I want to do the vinyl. I want to do vinyl.
Oh, right now, right? Do a vinyl, why not? So where can everybody get the actual disc?
The actual disc, that will be, the order link will be released on the day of the single. I guess that they're going to go for all the usual distribution points. Of like, you know, your Amazons and HMVs and all those kind of
regular record
physical.
Shops if they still exist.
Right.
Yeah,
Right, right. I don't know about England, but they don't exist here.
Yeah, it's we've just been at one today. That's a record shop that has vinyl. We were looking through all these great albums there. It was brilliant. So that's a little place down the road from us. So there's one does exist.
I think they should charge an entry fee to these record shops, because you go in there and you just stand and look at everything for an hour,
right,
don't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Harbour
right.
Records,
yeah,
it's called.
You've got to pay to go into the cinema. I think if you go in and look through somebody's records for 2 hours, you should pay for that entertainment as well.
You know, we took Paul Rogers in once. And
really?
We took Paul Rogers in. Pete found all this Free and Bad Company records. And the guy had a poster of Paul on the wall. And he didn't spot that Paul Rogers was stood right
in
front of him. It was so funny. Do you remember that?
Yeah, so I bought 20 second-hand Free and Bad Company albums in the shop. And we left with them all. And over a period of time, we got Paul to sign them all. And we auctioned them off for various animal charities.
Oh, nice. Nice. But that's so funny. We didn't recognize him. Oh, my God. That's so funny. You know, did you have masks on or no?
Yeah, but he had his glasses and hat on, but his wife, Cynthia, said to the guy, "So you really like Paul Rogers, do you?" You know, because he saw the picture on the wall, and the guy was going, "Oh, yeah, he's the best singer." And he said, "I've just been to see the Free Spirit Band," and he said, "That guitarist he had was brilliant." And Pete was stood right there. Pete,
oh,
you know,
my
you liked the
God.
Guitarist, did you? And he's going, "Yeah, he was really great."
Yeah, I said, "Isn't he really sexy?"
Oh, really funny.
Paul was stood there around the corner just looking at me, grinning. I said, "Oh, you've got to go and say hello to him. You know, you have to."
Anyway, we
didn't do it.
We left him.
Neither of them went and spoke to him. They didn't tell him, though. It was awful.
That's what I was going to ask. Did you guys ever say who you all were?
No, Pete and Paul disappeared. They were being all mysterious and they were grinning. And I said, "Oh, you're so mean that you didn't go and say hello."
Oh, God. But what an experience, Owl, had he known. Wow. Oh, my God. Well, I'm loving the album. So is there going to be a tour coming up with it?
Yeah, well, we start touring in April in the UK and in Europe.
In France.
Yeah, in Europe. And we really, really are hoping to get out to America in the fall, or maybe, you know, if we can't get there by the fall, by spring 2023.
Yeah, so any American agents listening in, get on the phone or get on the email to us.
Yeah, we need an agent out there. That's what we need.
Mm.
So we're hoping that will happen.
We did play in New York a couple of years ago. We played The Cutting Room and we played Daryl's House and Yvonne Helms.
Nice. I'm thinking I know a few people I could probably reach out to and ask them if they're interested and tell them to reach out to you if you want.
Oh, yes, please, Joanne, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see you live. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm just picturing you performing that song live, because I can only imagine how long that guitar solo could go.
We would love to see you. So, yeah, that would be fantastic.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I would love to play another one. Again, I know you guys are calling from the UK, and this call is costing a fortune, so I do appreciate that more than you know, that you guys joined me today and, you know, taking the time out of your busy schedule from going to Vintage Records.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting it. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. I took you away from your busy schedule going to Vintage Record Shops today.
And the pub. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I interrupted the pub. I'm so sorry. I'm kidding.
You're in New York, aren't you? One of my favorite pubs in New York is Pete's Tavern.
New Jersey.
Are you in New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, it's right next to New York, and it may as well be the same thing. Which is what's the name of it?
What, Pete's Tavern? And they do a beer there called Pete's Wicked Brew. Well, of course, me being Pete, I thought it was named after me.
Yeah, of course. You'd have to get the Pete's Wicked Brew. Well, let's see.
Named
I've got
after you. Oh, my goodness.
Pete's Wicked Brew. Wicked.
He's been like this ever since he played with Paul Rogers, you know. I mean,
oh, I'm
no. Oh, God, Paul's a bad influence. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, I would love to play another one, and if you want, we could still chat, or I could just play another one, and it's up to you. I don't want to keep you again. I don't want to keep you on long.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, play another one. That would be wonderful.
All right, well, we'll play another one. We'll talk about it, and then we'll let everybody know again where they can get it, and then we'll say goodbye for the day, because, again, I feel horrible that you're calling me from so far away.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry. It's fine. It's
Don't
great.
I think the battery on our phone will run out before our money.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for me, it's opposite, I guess. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. I got choices. I got choices. What do I want? What do I want? How about... How about What Did I Do Wrong? You like that one, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you a story about that quickly?
Yes,
no,
absolutely.
That's one song that Debbie nearly wasn't going to do because she sort of looked at us and said, but I don't do anything wrong, so how can I sing a song that says what did I do wrong whenever, you know, all these songs mean something to me, but what did I do wrong? I would never say that, she said.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. How can I put feeling into it when I've done nothing wrong?
Yeah.
He's being very unfair.
I know. Well, guys, there's another cut. There's another track from the new album, Bonham Bullock, What Did I Do Wrong? Enjoy it. It's really, really good. If you like the first one, you're just going to enjoy them as we go. I heard a little tiny feel of Ann Wilson on those vocals, a little bit of a feel.
Well, you know, from when I was young, I was listening to Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen, and, you know, I absolutely loved Anne. And Nancy. You know, those two albums, I think, were really part of my teenage growing up, you know. As soon as I heard Barracuda, I was, I just was a lifelong fan. So going out and singing, and she was always at the side of the stage, and I looked over and I saw her, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow, Aunt Wilson's watching me.
Yeah.
Oh. So I had to really sort of, you know, make sure I could do it, really.
Yeah, so you can imagine this, Jojo. We're on that Stars Align tour, sort of 9 weeks of touring with that. So Deborah's opening up singing. She's got her hero, Ann Wilson, watching her from the side of the stage.
Wow.
Who's going on next? And then, then I have to go on, play with Paul Rodgers, who is actually one of my heroes, of course.
Yeah, don't forget Paul Rodgers for me as well.
Yeah, but I'm in the band. But so I've got,
I sang a duet with him.
You did, yeah. But who's standing watching me but Jeff Beck? So,
wow.
So if Debbie's singing and Ann Wilson's watching her, you can imagine me playing guitar and Jeff Beck watching me.
He's not a bad guitarist, Jeff Beck, is he? I mean, as guitarists go, he's quite a cool guitarist.
It's like if ever there was a test to make you crumble in nerves on
yeah,
stage,
we had it,
it would
right.
be that, wouldn't it? But they were all great. It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun.
Right. Well, like I said, you guys have been around music royalty. You are music, you know, you're just in that whole vein of that time of the greatest musicians ever, you know. It's just an honor. And it's an honor to have you on the show. Thank you again.
Well, it's a,
Jojo, thanks for having
it's
us.
It's an absolute pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying our conversation, and I want you guys to come back, too. I would love to have you come back sometime, and especially if you're going to play in the States, so we can let everybody know where you'll be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
And hopefully we get to play in New Jersey or New York, and you can come along. That would be great.
That'd be lovely. That'd be lovely. I would love
great
that.
Great to meet you.
Where did we play in New Jersey last year or 2 years ago?
Asbury Park.
Asbury Park, yeah.
Asbury Park.
It was cool. Very, very cool.
Park, they, you know, Bruce kind of did that there. He kind of built that up to make it a music area, you know, and it's come a long way. It went downhill for a while, and then they brought it back. They brought it back to life. I haven't been there in quite some time, but, you know, you got, of course, the Stone Pony there, and that's where everybody goes, so... And I think they do a lot of beach shows, too. You know, they got a stage set up outside. So I don't know. I haven't been, so. But, Asbury Park's become really a good music place to play out. So, but now, how many tracks are on the CD?
13 tracks.
Wow. How long did it take you guys to do this album? I mean, did you do it during the pandemic? I mean, when did you actually record it? And what's the life of this album?
We'd almost finished it before the pandemic struck, and then we ended up mixing during the pandemic, so that made it a bit difficult because sometimes you weren't allowed in the studio with the engineer and stuff like that. So we were doing a lot of virtual mixing, you know, and then eventually we were able to go in and do the final bit with the Tim Oliver, the engineer at Peter Gabriel's studio, Real World, which is a famous old studio. So we got it just finished the pandemic, and then the record company didn't want to release it right in the middle of isolation and lockdown and all that kind of thing. So hence why it's now coming out now.
Nice. And I do want to ask you, speaking of music royalty, do you guys have any kids and are they musicians?
No. We have two dogs, two horses, and a donkey. And they're all better musicians than us.
We didn't have children. I mean, I don't. It would be incredibly difficult to live the life that we've lived and touring and playing and bring up children. I would have had to have given it up. You know, I couldn't have done been a mom and done this.
So that makes them pretty industrial, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I couldn't. You know what?
Hats off to the ones that do.
I'm not saying that as a bad thing. It's just I find it difficult leaving my animals.
Right.
You know, I get really distressed.
Right.
And have a little fear. And in the UK, I always take my dogs with me. So, and it was that's what Ann Wilson does. She tours America. She takes her dogs.
Hmm. I guess I would have to do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did want to ask you. How's touring going on out there? Are shows coming back out in the UK, or are they starting to do?
Yeah, we've done two. We did a couple earlier on in the year. There were indoor festivals, and it was packed, and we went down a storm with the new material, and it was just fantastic to be out playing again and be with the band, because they're like a family to us, brothers, and of course we'd miss them so much, and
yeah.
So it was absolutely brilliant, and there were no cases of COVID after that show from those shows, so that was really good.
No shock rise
or anything. So now everything's opened up here, you know, which is great, because it's now, you know, the shows, people are starting to go out and play again, and everybody's trying to. I think people are still a little bit worried, and it's, you know, people are trying to be careful, but there was such a massive uptake of vaccination here that it's been great. So
great.
You know, things are opening up.
Yeah, well, we're starting to get back to whatever you want to call normal, I guess. You know, things are starting to open up here too. So I was curious to know how it was on there. Well, speaking of the pandemic, I mean, why don't we do When This World Comes to an End, and we'll say goodbye. I'm dying to play another one. I'm sorry, I got to play another one.
Okay.
All right, guys, again, another track from the new album, Bonham Bullock. This is When the World Comes to an End. Check it out.
Believe in being
Nice. I like it. We lost you for a minute, guys. What happened?
The battery on the phone gave way exactly as you thought it
we
would.
Knew it. We knew it. The battery did go before the money. There you go.
It did. So we had to quickly find another phone and ring you back.
I won't keep you guys. I loved it. I like that little Native American Indian feel to that on the drums. Oh, I dug it. Good. I love the whole album. I love it. You guys are great. Oh, my. I got to ask one more question. Has Paul heard the new album?
Not yet, no. So I'm really looking forward to Paul. Yeah.
He's heard a couple of tracks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he's loved it.
Quite the same. It was See You Again, he heard.
Yeah,
and,
oh, I forgot that, yeah.
And his wife was saying, when we were chatting to her, says, you know, it's the only time I've heard Paul put a track on over and over again.
Nice.
So
yeah, there you go. They got approval from Paul Rogers. He loved it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, guys, again, thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I'm loving the album. And, folks, this March 25th, go check out. We played it for you. Can't you see what you're doing to me? And, man, it was great. That's going to be coming out. And the rest of the album comes out on April 29th, available everywhere you can download music. And the disc, you'll find out where you can get the disc soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And a big shout-out to the people of New Jersey and Belmar, especially. That we rented an air house in Belmar for about 7 days whenever we played Asbury Park. So we hung out there for a while, the whole band, and we drank the Anchor Bar in Belmar. We drank it out of Yingling.
Oh, was that Debbie Killeen there?
Yeah. So big shout-out to Debbie, at the manager of the Anchor Bar in Belmar.
Big shout-out to Debbie. She was lovely.
Tell them to get more Yingling in when we're back.
Yeah, Belmar's nice. I like Belmar. You must have a beautiful house there.
Yeah, it was absolutely great. We did an Airbnb there, and it was right opposite the sea, so it was gorgeous.
Beautiful,
it was lovely.
Right on the water. Yeah, right on the water. Well, guys, I guess if people wanted to reach out to you or find out more about you, is there a website? Is it bonhambullock.com?
It's deborahbonham.com is the website. And on that website, there's lots of links to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and stuff, and the message board, and where you can sort of send an email to info@deborahbonham.com, and you can be kept up to date with all sorts of stuff if you like to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, guys, thank you again. I can't thank you enough for hanging out with me today. The album is great. I'm going to send an email to John to see if I have somebody I can send your way in the States here, and hopefully that'll work out for you guys. I'd love to see you over here.
Thank you, JoJo. That is brilliant. That'd be really,
yes,
really great.
Yep, I'll do the work for you. I'll
put talking work to you.
Oh, no, it's been wonderful. You guys have been wonderful, and thank you. I always love speaking with folks from the UK. I used to work for a British bank, and I loved working with them, loved it. We had such wonderful conversations, and I'm still waiting for my spotted dick. No one has ever sent it to me.
Okay.
I'm kidding. We had a joke. Yeah, and he goes, I can't ship it because it'll go bad. You don't understand. Anyway, everybody, Deborah Bonham, Peter Bullock, go check out the new album, Bonham Bullock. And on the 25th, go check out the new song that's going to be coming out. What I have here is What Did I Do Wrong? That's what I have as the track being called. But it's actually titled, Can't You See What You're Doing to Me? No, wrong song. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. On the 25th, Can't You See What You're Doing to Me? But the cut, what I have says What You're Doing to Me, I think. What do I have?
Yeah.
Because I know it's not I know it's not the full title, What You're Doing to Me. What Did I Do Wrong? No, What Did I Do? Did we play What You're Doing to Me?
It's all right. There's a lot of songs on there called What, When, Why, What.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, guys. But, yeah, on the 25th, Can't You See What You're Doing to Me? And the songs we played today were great, so I can only imagine you guys are going to love the rest of the album. I have it already, but it's for me. Sorry. And go check out at www.deborahbonham.com and the full album, April 29th, Bonham and Bullock. Deborah, Peter, thank you again.
It's going to be the best album in the world on the 29th of April that's ever been released on the 29th of April.
That's right. That's right. You know it. You know it. Oh, guys, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of the evening, and can't thank you enough for hanging out. I really, really enjoyed the music and definitely enjoyed speaking to you, both of you. You guys are a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Jojo. And you have a lovely rest of your weekend.
And thanks, everyone listening in New Jersey or across the States.
Absolutely.
In fact, everyone can listen worldwide now, can't they? So
we can't wait to get to LA.
We're actually in the UK, so, yeah, they can listen everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so hello, world.
Hello, world.
Yeah, from hello, Cleveland to hello world.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. All right, thank you so much, everybody. Deborah Bonham, Peter Bullock, take care, guys. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. What a treat to speak to these folks. And that is music royalty. I mean, just the vein, everything about the people they're working with. I mean, everybody. So I'm glad touring shows are coming back to England as well. And like she said, a lot of people are still, a little sketchy about going out. But if you're vaxxed, man, you can do it. So wear a mask, you're cool. So, I mean, life goes on. You got to do it. And the sooner you do what you got to do, the sooner we get back to normal. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show last night over at NJ PAC, the George Clinton show, our winner. I hope he had a great time. It was a great show. And what was I going to say? Tonight, if you need tickets to the 90s dance party, go to njpack.org. That's going to be the show. Last night was like a party, and now tonight is definitely a party as well. So it's like a party weekend over at NJ PAC. So tonight, the 90s dance concert, you got Brenda K. Starr, George Lamont, Lizette Melendez, Black Sheep, CeCe Fenison, and also who joined us here on Thursday evening, Robin S. And it's going to be a fabulous show. So if there's tickets still available, go to njpack.org. And I hope whoever saw it last night had a great time. I know it was a great show. So who do we got tomorrow? We got a doubleheader tomorrow. We won't be on tonight because we did the special broadcast today. And tomorrow we've got at 1 o'clock Astrid Plain from Animotion. We're going to hang out with her. And then in the evening at 9 p.m. we've got Isabel Echeverry. And she is the – I don't want to confuse these names. She is a talent company, a Latino talent management company, and that's going to be great. We're going to talk to her. They're always looking for more talent, so we're going to talk to her about that. And then do I have Scott on the 21st? Oh, God, I have to confirm that. I don't think I said Scott Page. I don't know if I have him up on the calendar. I have to check that out. Sheila Collins coming up. I believe Scott Page is on the 21st. If not, it's another date because there's been a lot of mix-up this month with the scheduling, and that was all on my behalf. And so we have a great month to finish up for you guys. And, again, if you want to get tickets over to the 90s dance concert tonight at NJPAC, go to njpac.org. And, again, Deborah Bonham, Peter Bullock, Bonham Bullock, if you enjoyed what you listened to tonight, the album will be released on April 29th and March 25th. The song Can't You See What You're Doing to Me is coming out. I didn't play it. I thought I did. I changed the wording here because I thought I had Can't You See What You're Doing to Me. Yeah, I have it as What You're Doing to Me. But it's not here. I don't know what I did. I don't know. I don't usually do shows during the day, guys. I'm a little out of whack. So, all right. I hope everybody's having a great weekend and enjoy. To me, spring has sprung. It's over 50, so it's nice weather here on the East Coast. Yesterday was 77. It was absolutely gorgeous. And today I think we're supposed to get hit with some rain, but it's not cold, so it's okay with me. Anyway, take care. We're going to close out with one of their songs that we didn't play when they were on the air, and that is I'm going to try and give you an upbeat one. What did I write down? We did What Did I Do Wrong? When the World Comes to an End. Let's do, I'm sorry, guys. I never know what I want to play. It's the way I'm feeling and the way I think you're feeling, and to make you feel good and make you feel better. All right, so sit yourself down. Sit yourself down and listen to this from Bullock, from Bonham & Bullock. The album comes out March 25th. The song, March 25th. The album, April 29th. And what a pleasure hanging out with these guys today. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When I get restless, what can I do? When I need someone, I think about you.